You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What is going on, Laker fans? Thank you very much for tuning in. We got a full hour of Lakers basketball. We'll go till 8 o'clock tonight. Got a lot to get into. Lakers lost the game yesterday, the Chicago Bulls. Season playing out pretty consistently. Take a step forward, take a step back, hover around 500, finally get to 500, lose a game. I'll spend a little time on just what the season has been in general. LeBron makes a surprise return yesterday. I thought there were some interesting quotes coming from him. That's a little concerning for these final seven games and moving forward as far as his health goes. Are you surprised anymore by Anthony Davis? Got some thoughts on AD, kind of his ups and his downs so far this year, and then we'll look at this final seven-game stretch. There's a five-game road trip coming up for the Lakers, so we got a lot to get into. By the way, Laker fans, know your Lakers trivia. You guys know one of our great partners here at 710 ESPN, Harris Resort SoCal. They are giving away a really, really cool prize package. And we got a couple of these that we're going to give away during the show today. It's part of our ESPN LA Fast Break winner giveaway. Got a chance to win a one-night stay at a luxury suite plus $150 resort credit. We're going to give a few of those away today. And all you got to do is know your Lakers trivia. So we'll get into that in a little bit as the show progresses. I'll tease it a little bit as we go as well. I'll let listeners call in, get on hold. We'll do all that. So we'll get into that as the show progresses. Okay, so I'm going to go back to one of the first things that I mentioned here. The Lakers, I think this season is playing out pretty consistently. That the Lakers are consistently inconsistent. That just when we start to get excited, they say, no, 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 don't get too excited here. That's been the Lakers, it seems like, you know, really all season long. I know they started out 2-10, and we had a quick moment there on Friday where we were able to celebrate three wins in a row, and the Lakers get back to 500, and that was a big accomplishment. I know, you know, probably a lot of Laker fans out there saying, well, being 37-37 doesn't really sound like for something to stand up and shout about. I get it. I understand that. But if you watch Lakers basketball all season long, getting back to 37-37 was actually a pretty big accomplishment for this team. And then you just started getting excited and you start telling yourself, okay, well, looks like we're trending in the right direction. LeBron makes a surprise appearance yesterday, which we'll get a little bit into a little bit later in the show. And then the game starts against the Chicago Bulls. By the time the second quarter comes, the Bulls are hitting everything. Lakers are down 20. They fight back. I think get it down to 8 at halftime, third quarter. Chicago takes control again. And there was no real threat for the Chicago Bulls in that game yesterday. And you walked away, and as much as we want to be upset or you want to be angry and you want to say, ah, man, this team, if you just hit your free throws, you're going to win the game. Or, you know, if Anthony Davis can just do this and take more than 8 shots, or if you don't have 18 turnovers, 18-9, then the Lakers maybe have a chance in that game. But they keep telling us this is who they are. They're an average team and they're an inconsistent team. The question is, are we listening? I didn't expect what happened yesterday to happen. I thought the Lakers would kind of ride the wave of LeBron James, that they had won three games in a row. But then by the time that game was over, it's like, oh, no, this makes sense. This is every time you do start getting excited about the Lakers, there is some disappointment. And you know what each one of these games mean in the NBA standings, we know it's critical. Yesterday's loss, I think, dropped the Lakers. They were in eighth in the standings. Now they're ninth. They're tied with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, I give the Lakers credit for winning that game on Friday because you gained ground on the Thunder, plus you won the tiebreaker, so that's what's keeping the Lakers at 10th. But nothing's really changing here in the standings. You're you know, a half a game out, a half a game from being in the 11th spot, but you're also just a game and a half from being in the 6th spot and trying to avoid the play-in tournament altogether. But the inconsistent play for the Lakers continues. It's kind of funny. The last five games, so Lakers went through a five-game homestand, right? They had five straight games at Crypto. And this is kind of the back and forth that I'm talking about. They lost that first game against Dallas. Maxi Kleba hits a shot at the buzzer. Lakers lose that game, and the Mavs didn't even have Luka. And we don't even talk. We don't have to talk about how bad the Mavs have been. Now they won today. They beat the Pacers, and you know they've been reeling. They, I think, lost four games in a row before tonight's game. But the Mavs hadn't won a game since the Laker game. Lost two to Charlotte. They've been all over the news for the wrong reasons. So that's how the Lakers started out that five-game homestand. Then they come back. Orlando, Phoenix, and Oklahoma City. They got two important wins, right? Three in a row, but two important. The Phoenix win was important. The Oklahoma City win was important. And then just when you start feeling good about the Lakers, they lose to the Chicago Bulls. So that's how it's been. One step forward, one step back. I think every game for me now, it's just unpredictable. I can't tell you what to expect. There was 10 games left. What was that? Three games ago. There's seven games left now in the season. They got five on the road and two at home. And I said I thought 6-4, you're going to get in the play-in tournament at 6-4. I still believe that. They're 2-1 in those first three games. Over the course of these next seven games, you basically have to go 4-2 to get to that 6-4 mark. So we'll see what eventually happens, but you know, yesterday was just another example that you really can't predict what the Los Angeles Lakers are going to do on a night-in, night-out basis. Okay, quick shout-out here. Thank you to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, a proud partner of Lakers Talk. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for location and game-winning coupons off your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change. That check engine light comes on. Don't waste time. Don't procrastinate. Just go to Valvoline. They'll take care of everything. Again, locations all through Southern California. On Saturday, well, let me kind of take us back here a little bit. LeBron made his return yesterday, and I kind of just want to walk through a little bit what happened over the course of these last couple of days, because the LeBron thing kind of came out of nowhere. Last Thursday, it was being reported that maybe Bron, it was the three-week period where he was going to get reevaluated, and the conversation was, hey, maybe LeBron James, he's going to get a chance to come back at some point, probably towards the last week of the season. This was being reported by Woj, by Shams. A little bit of everybody was, you know, obviously spending some time on looking at LeBron and when he could come back. Then LeBron sent out a tweet. He says, there wasn't an evaluation today, talking about last Thursday, and there hasn't been any target date for my return. I'm just working around the clock every day, three times a day, to give myself the best chance of coming back full strength whenever that is. God bless y'all sources. I speak for myself. When that came out on Thursday, that concerned me, to be honest with you, because I thought to myself, all right, why is Bron going out of his way to throw out that tweet when all the reporters are saying is there's some optimism that he could come back, play in a couple regular season games before the play-in tournament starts? So I thought maybe he was indicating like, hey, don't jump the gun. I'm still doing my rehab. There is no guarantee that I could come back at some point this regular season. Saturday, the Lakers status report comes out, which is basically just a report that just tells you, okay, here's the latest with injuries. Hey, D'Lo, he's questionable. Anthony Davis, he's probable. LeBron, instead of out, was listed as doubtful. So instantly people are like, okay, wow, that's an upgrade. We didn't know that Bron was that close. And then yesterday his status was upgraded to questionable. And Darvin Ham mentioned in the pregame show, look, he's going to come out, he's going to warm up. If he looks good, he feels good, then LeBron's going to make the decision on whether he's going to play or he's not. So obviously LeBron ends up playing for the Lakers. Ended up with 19 points, I think was his exact point total. Just want to check one thing here. Came off the bench, 6 of 11 from the field, 30 minutes of play, 19 points and 8 rebounds. Bron looked like he had been out for a month. He looked like he had missed 13 games. He even mentioned it post-game, timing, his endurance, his just kind of the ability to go out there and play 30 minutes. All that stuff takes a second. You can't just walk on the floor and all of a sudden you're going to look great as if you're in midseason form. But what I want you to take a listen to, and I want to play this here real quick. This is LeBron talking about his injury, giving a little bit more detail of it, and talking about what he's hoping or what he's still got to wait and expect to see based off of that performance from yesterday. Take a listen to LeBron.
Did anyone ever suggest surgery?
Yeah, two doctors.
Why did you decide against it?
Because I went to LeBron James of feet, and he told me I should.
Did any...
I'm not done.
All right, that's LeBron right there. So basically LeBron says that he had a torn tendon in his foot, that two doctors were recommending surgery, and that he decided, nope, not going to have surgery, and he ends up coming back, and you know, obviously he's going to take his chances now. He said something else in the postgame show that it's going to be so important how he was going to feel today when he woke up in the morning. Okay, hey, does it feel like, wow, I feel better than I thought I was. Wow, this is excruciating pain. It's a lot worse than I thought it was going to be. So I thought that was really interesting to hear him postgame. And I want to spend a little bit of time on this. Why did he decide to come back as quick as he did? What's kind of the reasoning behind it? And is his health pretty much still in question over the final seven games plus the playing tournament? I just kind of want to talk about what some of the implications are with what Bron is doing. So we're going to do that coming up next. Before we do, I'm going to throw this out to everybody here real quick. If you think you know your Lakers trivia, the folks in the back here are going to take your name and your phone number. And when we come back, I'm going to ask some Laker trivia questions because I got a fantastic, fantastic resort package that we're going to be giving away from Harris Resort SoCal. It's our ESPN LA Fast Break winner giveaway. We're giving away a luxury suite at Harris Resort SoCal plus $150 resort credit, and we're going to do it through some Lakers trivia. So 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. We'll take some phone calls for the trivia when we come back, and I want to break down this stuff on LeBron James. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk. Appreciate you guys tuning in. 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Seven games left, Laker fans. That's it. Seven games. All right, let me not put it that way. Plenty of more games after the seven games, but seven games left in the regular season. We're going to be optimistic here. I think the Lakers are going to make the play-in tournament. I think the question is just going to be, where are they going to be? Are they going to be, you know, number seven where they can host at least one game here at Crypto and just need one game to move on? Are they going to be 10th? Where they're going to have to win two games in a row, both of them on the road, just to go face the Denver Nuggets. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I at least am optimistic from that perspective. I got this LeBron stuff that I want to get into, but like I mentioned here going into the break, we got such a cool freaking giveaway from just a fantastic partner of ours here at the station. So Harris Resort SoCal, ESPN LA Fast Break winner giveaway. We're giving away a one-night stay in a luxury suite plus $150 resort credit. Listen, if you win, I'm not saying you have to take me with you, but that'd be nice, right? Like, here we're Laker fans. We hang out together. Okay, probably not happening. This is how it's going to work. I got some trivia questions. So I'm going to throw out some Laker trivia questions. All you got to do is answer it right. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. We'll give these away. Let's start off with – let's go Richard in Lakewood. Richard, you ready, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Al? Yes, let's shoot it.
Okay, here we go. All you got to do, there's going to be a little timer here, just so you know. You're not going to have a 24-second shot clock. Oh, about 10 seconds. You got like a 10-second shot clock here going on, okay? Richard, what is the Lakers' longest winning streak, and in what year was it?
Oh, man, I want to say...
Clock's ticking. Give me an answer.
71.
All right. I think you cursed there, buddy. You can't curse. That's not going to help us out there with getting your answer. So we're going to move on to somebody else. And, Richard, I could also tell you were, there's some work going on in the background there. Jose in Bellflower. Jose, I got a different question. By the way, if I ask a question and you don't get it, I'm going to a completely different question. I'm not going to ask the same question again. Jose, thank you for calling in, buddy. What team did Phil Jackson win a championship with as a player?
With the New York Knicks.
Jose, you're the man right there. Stay on the line. Funches is going to take your information. You are winning our ESPN LA Fast Break winner giveaway. So you're going to Harris Resort. You get in this luxury suite plus $150 resort credit. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you calling in, Jose. Okay, we're not done. I got another one to give away. Funch, listen. We know our people there at Harris, so they're hooking us up. Let's go to Leo in Hawthorne. Leo, you ready?
Hey, what's up, Alan? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, buddy. Thank you for calling in.
Congratulations, San Diego State, by the way.
Yes, sir. Final four. All right, final four. Okay, so here's your question, Leo. Who was the first Lakers to win the MVP award? Who was the first Laker to win an MVP award? And I'm just going to leave it at that. First Laker to win an MVP award. Do you know who it is?
George Mikan?
All right, it is not George Mikan. Leo, I appreciate you calling. Kareem was actually the first Laker. The first Laker. As a Laker, Kareem was the first one to do it. Okay, let me ask another question here. Let's go to Carlos in Northridge. Carlos, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How many championships did the Lakers win in Minneapolis? How many championships did the Lakers win in Minneapolis?
I'm going to go with three.
Sorry, buddy. Thank you for calling in. All right. Now we're getting to some of the tough questions here. Funch, what do I go? Do I go hard or easy? Which one? Hard or easy?
I say you go a little bit more easier. How about that?
Okay,
Give the people what they want.
Okay, let's go Colin in Simi Valley. You ready, Colin?
Hey, Slee. Yeah, we ready.
All right, Colin, how many championships did the Lakers win in the 80s?
Going to go with six.
Colin, that was the easy one, man. All right, thank you for calling. No, he's not. That's don't ding him.
Sorry about that.
It was five.
You already dinged me. You already dinged me.
He said you already dinged me. No. It was five championships in that era. Okay, let's go to Jose in Bellflower. Jose, you ready?
We already did him. He's one of our winners. He's on the line.
Oh yeah, that's right. Jose already won. John in Huntington Beach. John, what's going on? You ready?
I'm ready, sir.
Okay. Which player outscored an entire opposing team through three quarters? And versus which team? Which Laker player outscored an entire opposing team through three quarters, and which team? Do you know the answer?
Was it Kobe against Toronto?
John, I'm sorry. Thank you. It was Kobe versus the Mavs.
You got one part right.
I know.
Winner.
All right. We'll
do a couple more, and if we can't find any more, we'll get some more next segment. How about that?
All right, I'm going to do one more here real quick. Philip in Monterey Park. Philip, you ready? Philip, you there, bud?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, here we go, Philip. What school did Laker Rick Fox attend? Do you remember the college that Rick Fox attended?
North Carolina Tar Heels.
My buddy, you're on. Stay right there. You win it right there. Thank you for calling in. You're getting this Harris Resort package. Get the luxury suite plus $150 credit. Thank you very much for calling in. Okay, so Laker fans, I still got one more of these, and we're going to do it later in the show. We'll do it later. All right? That was, got to be honest, Laker fans. You guys are on the shot clock.
You
got to
give
right
them a little
there.
Appetizer, right, Slee?
No, no, but I tell you what, that's not easy to do right out the gate there. And some of those questions were tough, and I know Laker fans know their history, but to get it in 10 seconds, I'm impressed with Laker fans out there. So good work, everybody that called in. I got one more that we'll do later. We'll do it later in the show. Let me jump right into this LeBron James stuff here real quick. So LeBron makes a surprise return, and I played some of his quotes from post-game yesterday. And, you know, I thought it was a little concerning just because I did not know that LeBron James was basically suggested by two doctors, hey, you should get season-ending surgery. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. I talked a little bit about this yesterday in the post-game show, and I kind of find it a fascinating conversation. So did LeBron come back too early? I have no idea. Only LeBron will know that. Is there a chance that maybe LeBron is 75% of, you know, what he'd like to be, or 80%, 85%? I have no idea. LeBron will be the only one to know that. I think that, you know, you look at LeBron's situation, you look at the Lakers situation. Why would LeBron rush coming back in this situation? And I think it's pretty clear. How many more years does LeBron James have? We don't. I don't have the answer to it. You don't have the answer to it. Usually as you get older, it's not like there's a greater likelihood that he's going to play more games next year. I mean, LeBron's been grinding it out for 20-plus years. This is his 20th season. I've said this a couple different times before, and I always try to emphasize it. Do you know he's played 300-plus games in the playoffs? Or it's 3.25 additional seasons on top of the 20 seasons that he's already given, you know, over his career for Miami, for Cleveland, and the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm sure Bron is looking at this situation right now, and he's saying, listen, let me at least give it a shot. I don't know how many more years that I have in the league. I don't know how many more successful years that I have in the league. You know, who knows what the rest of his career is going to look like? And if LeBron stopped playing today, it's impossible to have a conversation and not say that LeBron is one of the 4, 5, 3, 2, whatever you want to say, greatest to ever do it. So LeBron obviously is in a unique spot where he still wants to compete. He still wants a chance to get to the playoffs. We heard him talk about it a number of different times that, what'd he say at the All-Star break? It's the most important 23 games of his regular season career. And unfortunately for him, most of those 23 games has been on the sidelines. He missed 13 games in a row because of his injury. So with all that being said, I think he looks at where he is in his career and how many more potential opportunities he's going to have in the playoffs. And I'm sure he also looks at the Western Conference and says, there's a lot of average teams in this West. There's a lot of average teams. And I'm not breaking any news here, but to have the fifth spot at 3 games over .500, the fourth spot at 4 games over .500, to be within 2.5, 3.5 games of being the number 4 or being the number 11, that's not a compliment to your conference. It's not. How many different times have we looked at the Western Conference and said, damn, you need 40-plus wins just to make the playoffs? Remember the year that Kobe tore his Achilles and the Lakers ended up just like barely making the playoffs and they were in eighth seed. They got swept in the first round by the San Antonio Spurs. Do you know the Lakers were 8 games over .500? 8 games over .500. That's how good the rest of the West is. LeBron's got to be looking at the Western Conference and saying, I got to at least try. I got to just at least see that if I could be a part of this, you know, this final 7 games now, yesterday was 8, and we could get in that play-in tournament or maybe even avoid the play-in tournament altogether. Do the Denver Nuggets scare you as if they were the, you know, 98 Bulls? They were the Showtime Lakers? They were the Shaq and Kobe Lakers, the KD Warriors? No, of course they don't. That's your number 1 seed. Does Memphis care? I'm not saying these are not good teams. What I'm just saying is that I don't think Bron is looking at the Western Conference, maybe because where he is in his career and specifically looking at the Western Conference, that it's kind of wide open. Listen, could the Suns and Kevin Durant just completely dominate once the playoffs start? They can, but they also haven't been healthy yet together, so we're still kind of waiting for that that shoe to drop as well. I find this whole, you know, this whole situation, this predicament with LeBron, interesting. I hope he's healthy the rest of the way. I can understand why he wants to tough it out and say, let me at least give this thing a shot. But I think there's still a lot of question marks on how healthy he is and how healthy he's going to be the rest of the way. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It's actually a perfect timing here. I just got my check engine light just came on within the last couple days or so. I don't have to give it. I don't have to even think twice about it. I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to go to Valvoline. There's locations all through Southern California. Visit SoCalOilChange.com. We appreciate their partnership. When we come back, I want to spend a little bit of time on this. So this is kind of interesting. There was some sound that came this morning from Kendrick Perkins talking about more pressure. Is it on LeBron James? Is it Anthony Davis? Kind of one of those conversations on ESPN. I want to play that sound for you, and I think this is an easy answer, and I want to talk about Anthony Davis, just kind of his ups and downs, because that's certainly been the case for Anthony Davis. We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, a couple big games coming up for the Lakers this week. How about the next two? At Chicago and at Minnesota. Timing not the best here with Minnesota. They're starting to play some good basketball. They've won three games in a row. They won at Golden State yesterday. Karl Anthony Towns is back. Anthony Edwards is back. Got to be honest, Minnesota could be a problem. A lot of these teams that you know, the reason why the Western Conference, these records are so bad, the Pelicans are a lot better of a team than their record shows. They just weren't healthy. They miss Ingram for most of the season. Zion's been out for most of the season. Karl Anthony Towns been out most of the season. Lakers have had their LeBron and AD issues. I just use that as an example. Phoenix, obviously, they've had their fair share of injuries. The Warriors guys, and I don't know the last time Andrew Wiggins has played a game. He's been out for personal reasons. So a few of these guys start sprinkling back in, the Clippers with Kawhi and PG back and forth, and now PG probably going to miss the rest of the regular season. So now when these teams start getting their guys back, like the Minnesota Timberwolves, we'll see what happens with the Pelicans. I think, you know, Zion's getting closer, but, you know, 2 weeks left in the season, less than 2 weeks now. We'll see if they get back in time. But these first two road games, Chicago, they've won seven of their last nine games, and then Minnesota playing some good basketball. How about Patrick Beverley telling LeBron that he's too small? How about that? How about Patrick Beverley? That dude runs his mouth like nobody's business, but they got the win. So I don't know what you want me to tell you, right? Like, I hate to see it, but it looked, there were some times Pat Bev, when he was with the Lakers, would give somebody the too small, but Lakers were down 20. I'm like, Pat Bev, it doesn't hold as much strength when you're down 20. Yesterday, the way he used it, he was allowed to use it. Let's just put it that way. Okay, let me play this sound here real quick from Kendrick Perkins talking about who's got more pressure on them right now. Is it LeBron? Is it AD? Take a listen.
Now, when it comes down to who is the most pressure, who is under the most pressure, it's Anthony Davis. We're talking about a guy that is 30 years old, that is in his prime, that is averaging 25 and 12, that is not only trying to show the world that he could carry a team this season and lead them into the postseason, but I believe that he is still auditioning for the Los Angeles Lakers to see if they his guy that he got they could trust and put the franchise in his hands. When it comes down to availability, when it comes down to being consistent for us being dominant, demanding the ball on the offensive end, being the force on the offensive end, a guy that you can run your offense through, a guy that you know night in and night out, he's going to carry you. We have to remember, again, 3 or 4 years ago, we had Anthony Davis in the same conversation with Giannis Antetokounmpo. They were like neck and neck, neck and neck. Now, all of a sudden, it was separation there. Now, Anthony Davis has gained ground, but when it comes down to who's under the most pressure, who's auditioning right now, it's Anthony Davis. It's not LeBron James. I mean, he's 38.
All right, so I think I don't think it's much of a debate back and forth. I don't disagree much with what Kendrick Perkins is saying, but this is where I'm going to disagree with from one point. Anthony Davis, it's clear that to me AD is not a number one, right? And I think that conversation is pretty healthy. I think that one is I don't think too many people would argue that. A number one means I don't want to say carry a franchise on your own, because I don't think there's one player that can just carry a franchise. You need two stars to go win in today's NBA, and that's okay. That's just kind of the way the league is right now. You got to have a lot of really, really good players. Even if you have a superstar like Giannis, okay, well, Chris Middleton's an all-star. Oh, by the way, Jrue Holiday's there as well. And, hey, Brooke Lopez is a good player, and Grayson Allen's a nice role player. I mean, Joe Ingles they have now. They got a squad. They got all these guys. They got great depth, all that. So you got to have multiple guys. For me, I just look at Anthony Davis. I'm not surprised anymore by AD. And let me tell you what I'm referring to there. Anthony Davis against the Oklahoma City Thunder gave the Lakers 37-15. Got to the free throw line, took 21 field goal attempts. He was a big part to do with the Lakers beating the Thunder on Friday night in a big, big game. Yesterday, 15 points and 9 rebounds. Took 8 shots. Only got to the free throw line 6 times, 3 for 6 from the free throw line. So I'm gonna continue to use that. That's the best way for me to describe it. I'm no longer surprised by Anthony Davis. He doesn't surprise me anymore. I know that he's going to have nights every once in a while where it's the 37-15, and I also know that he could follow that up with a 15-9. I'm disappointed. I'm confused at times, but I'm no longer surprised. I do all the postgame shows. I've been doing the postgame shows. This is my 4th year doing every single postgame show, and I've already walked through those. Well, I'm really surprised he didn't do this. I'm really surprised he didn't do that. I've done that so many times that I am no longer surprised. I look at Anthony Davis as that's a really, really good number two. And he's a player that, you know, obviously the question mark's always going to be around how many games did he play? Can you rely on him playing 70, 75% of the games through the season? That's going to be the biggest question mark. But I kind of sailed that ship of when LeBron's done, it's AD's team. You can say it's AD's team, but you better have a player right next to Anthony Davis that is as good as AD or better. Now, there are certain things that AD brings to the table that we don't talk enough about. He's the best player on the defensive side most games. He can shut down a game because of what he does on the other side of the ball. We don't give him enough credit for that. I think that needs to be talked about more. But the conversation of, you know, man, I'm so surprised. I'll use last night or yesterday as a good example. Game ended, what was it, 3 o'clock, something like that. It was an afternoon game. And I had a lot of callers that were calling in and talking about Anthony Davis. I had a lot of callers would tweet me and say, you know, what's wrong with AD or why is AD this? And the best description that I could give is go look at his games. Anthony Davis had a game against the Pelicans. At that time, the biggest game of the year. He had 35-17. The night before when they lost to the Knicks, he had 17 points, 16 rebounds. It's a big drop-off from the 35 to the 17. The night before that against the Toronto Raptors, he had 8 points and 9 rebounds. The game before that, he had 30-22 against Memphis. He can put up big numbers. but he can also put up numbers where you just kind of sit there and you scratch your head and say, I don't have to tell you. The Kendrick Perkins piece where he's saying that there's more pressure on Anthony Davis, of course there's more pressure. I said this earlier. LeBron can stop playing tonight. LeBron could say, guys, I'm done playing in the NBA. He's got four NBA championships. He took awful teams to the NBA Finals. He'll go down as one of the greatest to ever do it. He's the all-time all-time point scoring leader in the history of the NBA. Accomplished that. He's top five or wherever he is in assists, which is just ridiculous. LeBron can do nothing else. And no fan base that he represented, whether it was the Heat, the Cavs, or the Lakers, can talk anything about him because he brought you all championships. Anthony Davis, it's a little bit different of a story. Can AD be the best player on a championship team? Like I said, I don't think LeBron. I don't think AD. If the plan is for the Lakers, when LeBron James is done, that AD takes over and you hand the baton to him, you better be holding that baton with somebody else, and he better be as good as Anthony Davis. And that's no, listen, I don't say that as a knock to AD. He's just not Giannis or Embiid or Joker. He's just not one of those guys, because the difference between AD and those guys, they do it predominantly every single night, and Anthony Davis does not. So there's my thoughts on that. Okay, we got one more of these giveaways that we are going to give out to our Laker people here. So if you're just tuning in right now and you missed part of the show, a little bit earlier in the show, I gave away this awesome, awesome prize package, the ESPN LA Fast Break Winner Giveaway. It's a great prize package for a one-night stay in a luxury suite plus $150 resort credit to our great partners at Harris Resort SoCal. So I did it through Lakers Trivia. I got some more trivia questions coming up, but now's the time to get on hold so that we can fill up all the call screens and I could just kind of go through the lines and see who gets the trivia question right. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. We'll give away our final giveaway of the night, plus we'll preview these final seven games. How many Lakers got to win to be a part of this playing tournament? And how many do we think they're actually going to win? So we're going to do all that coming up next. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN. All right, the show's been moving here. How the heck we almost an hour through the show? I just feel like I just started the show. Okay, so as I mentioned here, I'm going to get into these final seven games of the year, the road trip coming up, so we can get into all that. Plus, I'll give you kind of the latest scores around the NBA, games that are affecting the Lakers. But before we do, as advertised, Harris Resort SoCal is hooking up our wonderful listeners. ESPN LA Fast Break Winner Giveaway, one-night stay in a luxury suite, plus $150 resort credit. They've been such a just such a great partner over the years, so we really appreciate them doing this. How do you win? Just answer some Lakers trivia question. It's a Lakers show, so it's pretty simple here. Okay, let's start with Drew in Simi Valley. Drew, thank you for waiting, bud. How are you?
I'm doing well, Alan. Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Okay, so I got one here, and this kind of has a little March Madness involved in it, so I'm going to throw this at you. I only have one giveaway left. So, Drew, I'm rooting for you, but all the other callers on hold are not rooting for you. But you know what? Forget that. Don't pay attention to them. Okay, here we go. The Lakers have three players on the roster now that attended Kentucky. Who are the three?
Oh, man. I don't know that one. Okay. I'm going to give it a shot. Anthony Davis, Wayne yep. Gabriel, and
I'm sorry, Drew.
Just you, one buddy. More.
I'm sorry, Drew. Yeah, here was the problem. We do a 10-second counter there. I think you got, by the way, a 33-second shot clock there. I was waiting for the buzzer there. Drew, the third player was Jared Vanderbilt. That was the third player. And for those who are saying to themselves, they're just going to say Jared Vanderbilt, I'm actually going to give a different question, so you don't get the same question. Okay, let's take another one here. Let's go to Mike in L.A. Mike, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Mike, here we go.
Yes, I'm ready.
The Lakers have one player on the roster that went to one of the teams that are in the Final Four. Can you name him in the college? Mike, thank you, bud. I'm sorry. Mike, it's Lonnie Walker went to Miami. So he's the only player that was left. Heard a lot of noises there. I just didn't hear an answer. Okay, let's go to Derek in Santa Clarita. Derek, you ready?
Man.
All right, here we go, Derek. What former Laker is the only three-time most outstanding player of the Final Four?
Damn. Former Laker?
Yeah, James he was Worthy? A Laker. What's that?
James Worthy?
It's not James Worthy. Thank you, buddy. Damn three-time it. Most outstanding player of the Final Four, that'd be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Okay. Jerry and Encino, you ready?
I am ready.
All right, Jerry, here we go. I don't want to give too hard a one. I want to. Okay, what school did Robert Horry once go to? College, Robert Horry. College, Robert Horry.
Houston.
Sorry, Jerry. I'm sorry, buddy. Okay, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. I still got a couple more here. I went through a bank that I thought we were going to get one of them there. If you're calling right now, I still got a couple more questions that we could put in here, and you could try to get this great, great package. Jerry in Compton, you ready?
I'm ready.
Which NBA player was the first winner of the NBA Finals MVP despite the fact that he was on a losing team?
Oh, that's Jerry West.
That's Jerry West, my man. That's Jerry West, my man. Thank you, brother. You have just won this Harris Resort luxury giveaway. You get an opportunity to stay in the suite plus $150 credit. So thank you for being a part of the show. I appreciate everybody calling in, being a part of the show, and trying to get some of those trivia questions. We're getting we're getting close there. I was, getting a little thin on my questions.
I was getting a little worried there, Sleep.
Yeah, I was getting a little worried too. Got to be honest with you. I was telling myself, I thought Funches and I came up with 30 questions or so. I'm like, yeah, that should be enough. Okay, it's great. We got a chance to give away those giveaways. Okay, last couple minutes of the show, I want to spend just a quick second on what the Lakers got ahead. They got a 5-game road trip coming right now. Starts on Wednesday. 5-game road trip. 7 games left. 5 of them will be away from Crypto.com. Technically 4, because one of those is against the Clippers. That's the final game of this 5-game road trip. So you got the game against Chicago coming up on Wednesday, a team that just beat you and looked really, really good at Crypto.com Arena. And for those who are curious, hey, does Chicago have something to play for? They do. So the Bulls are sitting in the number 10 spot. And what does that number 10 spot mean? It means they're actually half a game from number 8 where the Hawks are. I just set it up that way is because the Bulls are trying to sweep you in this 2-game set, and that's going to be a tough game. And you know Bulls fans come out for that Laker game. Okay, Friday night, Lakers in Minnesota against Karl-Anthony Towns, against Anthony Davis. That's such an important game. And, you know, I'm going to give the Lakers a little bit of credit because they've got a few of these. They had a big road game against the Pelicans. They won. They had that big game against the Thunder last Friday. They won. And they won the tiebreakers for both of those games. They have the tiebreaker on the Golden State Warriors. This Minnesota one, you're not going to get the tiebreaker, but you're obviously trying to put yourself in a position in the standings. Minnesota is in front of you. And then they'll close out the rest of the road trip. Houston, which we already know the Lakers lost the last one against the Houston. That's going to be on Sunday. Then Utah, and then that's going to be next Tuesday, I want to say. And then Wednesday, the Lakers will take on the Clippers in a road game, however you want to call it. So Lakers definitely got some work to do. It's going to be a tough end to the season, but if you're going to get there, you got to start winning some of these ball games. You're going to need a couple of these ones on the road. Thank you to everyone that tuned into the show. Thank you to Michael Funches. Thank you to Laura Romo. Thank you to Mara Ruiz. I'll be back on tomorrow doing the show with Travis Rogers. LA, as always, have a great rest of your night.